All right, so let's jump right back into it. We were asking about the Exist deal. How did that go? How was your experience with that? Because it was very short term. It seemed like you were in one album. Did you do one or two? Because I know you had the In Falls.
We just did like a mixtape.
The In Falls
situation was a lot shorter than people think. People didn't hear about it until maybe 4 months after it happened for real.
Right.
So the crazy thing with Exist is that situation is unique. Just based on a lot of parties that were involved that other people that really don't really know about. But what happened was this, even me signing to Exist, I was still operating as a label, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. it was more of a partnership where it was me signing as an artist based right. on the fact that, here in the city, we have two very, very nice studios that we own mm-hmm. ourselves. And so usually when an artist signs to a label, it's because, you need studio time, you need to get producers. But then again, we already have producers inside the camp. When it came to video production, I had all that inside the camp. So, Slingshot is very self-sustainable in itself. And we've been able to build that up over the past couple of years. And even with us being dormant, people don't realize that we still have everything that we need to operate as a label from the ground up. And so when you come to the table and you say, hey, I would sign you as an artist, in my mind, it's more so about how can we partner, because at the end of the day, I don't need a label to put out music. With a digital distribution, people really don't buy, brick and mortar anymore. People are not going to the store to buy CDs. I don't know last time I was just bought a CD. Right. So it's a lot easier to operate on your own when you have the resources you need. However, if somebody comes to the table and they can offer you certain things like, matching your marketing dollars, mm-hmm. Matching your budget for an album, getting you on features with other artists who may have a bigger name than you mm-hmm. for the sake of a business standpoint, then it makes sense. And so me signing to Exist was kind of one of those things where in talking and in negotiations, everything made sense. I still had ownership over all my own music, ownership over my name, all that kind of stuff. Things that other artists don't get. Right. I was able to make happen. Right. So what happened was, as we got deeper into, it being time for Farewell Fury to be worked on, there was, of course, when you're on the label with bigger artists like The Truth and Ambassador, mm-hmm. Those are your breadwinners. And so they come first for sure. I understand that.
Right.
But I also get the idea and concept of, working with your artists who have proved that even without a major name behind them, they can still make some noise.
Right.
And so I was ready to work on my album. And I started, working on my album because contractually, whatever I paid for, Exist was supposed to pay back, long story short.
Right.
So I was, flying to Oakland to work with a V4L, which is a, like a family company that I work with that works with Slingshot.
Right.
Producing, shooting videos. Me and Ron Riley went to Miami to work with some producers and artists down there. A lot of traveling was happening, a lot of recording was happening. And when it was time to, pay for the money that I spent traveling and producing and working with other artists, there was a little discrepancy in how that was supposed to be played out. And so due to that, and it not being handled like it was supposed to be handled in the contract, I was able to go ahead and say, let's just, sever our ties and kind of go from there. So that's how this thing played out. That's how the Exist thing played out. And it's crazy because, we're still cool. There's no bad blood. I just think we both realized that, it couldn't offer me what I needed. And it just wasn't a situation where I wanted to sit around and wait either,
Gotcha. Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head, with the digital age. Yeah, you have to bring more than just you sign to my label or not. Because I noticed that with a lot of independent artists. What you're offering me, I can do on my own. So that makes a lot of sense. But I wanted to ask you, maybe I missed it or maybe not, but you kind of touched on it with, wanting to be on a label because there were bigger name artists and this and that. I know that when Truth, Love, Hope, and War came out, you weren't on that, and I was kind of shocked. And I don't recall if he was on any of your music. Now, how did that work out?
Like, not at all. That's another issue. When you're signed to a label like that, that concept, as you would think, is like a family. Right. I don't know if it's Slingshot. It's more like a family. And so, you even look at Reach. Like, when they sign new artists, Reach artists get on each other's songs, and they collab, and they fellowship, and they work. And it wasn't anything against Truth, I don't think, or nothing like that, but we never really had a chance to actually sit down and actually work together on anything. And I guess I should say maybe the communication wasn't there like it should have been, in terms of, you know, the label kind of initiating the relationships that had to take place or whatever. So that was an issue for me, not being on any tours, not being on any, you know, projects, but, you know, still writing songs, doing all that kind of stuff, still being on, asked to go on compilations and that kind of stuff. Like, that was cool, but I'm trying to get on the road and go on tours, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's where Brad at.
That was the goal, you know what I mean?
Gotcha. Now, let me ask you this, and, you know, maybe it's my perception, maybe it's the way I saw it, maybe not. You can clear it up for me now. Like, when we met about 2 years ago when you came up to Cleveland. You did a tour. You were with D-Mob, K-Drama, Swoop, all those people. So we talked a little bit. And I remember at that time I was telling you one of my favorite artists, because that was right around the time when In Summer's Ear was out, and then you were just dropping History in Progress. And the music was super dope. I'm like, this dude has a style like, you know, like nobody else is putting out there. You know, I'm a fan, you know, a favorite of it. And then as the Exist deal came along, it kind of seemed like the direction of the music kind of changed a little bit. And it almost just put me in a mindset of like, you know, now I have more information. I'm like, it seems like he wasn't in the same headspace as he was before when he was putting out the Slingshot albums and, you know, Prince Among Thieves and all that. Now, was that actually a case, or was that just me perceiving?
Nah. I believe you hit the nail on the head on that. Like, I definitely wasn't in the same headspace. You know, there was just a lot to kind of deal with concerning that. You know, you're dealing with a disgruntled artist. You know what I mean?
Right.
Somebody who wants to create and kind of wants to, you know, put this out there, but there's always this stigma of, well, you got to do it this way because this is how this label does it, and
right,
it's working for them, you know. And for me personally, like, I'm not trying to be, and no disrespect, I'm not trying to be Reach, not trying to be the other labels out there. God has given me a specific, unique way of doing music, and I love them guys, but they doing their thing. Like, we just killing right now,
right,
you know what I mean? But I think for me, and where I'm supposed to go, and where Slingshot was created to fill a void at, is a lane that's ours, you know. And labels don't understand that. Sometimes people don't understand that, because it may not look like it's gonna make dollars and cents, but it's done great for us so far.
Hey, got a question for you. Explain to the audience the Favor Over Fury. Well, first of all, the project of that, and I just got through watching a little bit of the documentary you had, you know, traveling on the road and whatnot. Explain that, the concept behind that, and, you know, what the ins and outs of the documentary that you did.
Okay. So, concept of Favor Over Fury is pretty much like a culmination of the whole story I've told y'all so far. You know what I mean? Like, there's been an amazing favor over my life since I can remember. And in every step of my life, there's always been, you know, the fury of men or the hatred of men trying to overtake that. The favor of God always defeats the fury or the hatred or the angry or the envy of men. And
right.
So if you look at David in the Bible, one passage talks about how, you know, every time God elevated David, David behaved more wisely. You notice that the more wisely he behaved, the more God elevated him. And the
right.
more he was elevated, the more Saul hated him.
Right.
But God's favor always shielded David from Saul.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in the same sense, that's kind of how I've seen my life. Like, you know, this whole journey in music, like, for me, I've been doing it, like I said, for 18, 19 years. But people are just now actually catching on to the sound and kind of the uniqueness of it.
Right.
And they don't realize how much I went through to get to this point, you know what I mean?
Right.
And with me still being young, you know, I haven't even hit 30 yet, so it's like,
right,
I still have time to kind of grow and time to kind of create music. And I just believe that the favor of God is always going to win over the fury of men. I mean, because even the project, to kind of scale back to, you know, your question about the labels and digital age, that project still went Billboard with
right.
no major backing behind it,
right.
which
That's
was amazing
major.
To me.
Yeah.
So, and it still went top 40 the first day on iTunes as well. So, I mean, it's one of those things where I just want people to know, man, like, you don't necessarily need to be somebody else or be this big label. Like, if God has given you an assignment, like, he's going to make provision as long as you do what you're supposed to do in excellence, you know?
Exactly. Good deal. Okay, now we come full circle. We got the understanding on the universal ordeal. We move and transition from Exist And now we're all the way back to the Slingshot movement being resurrected. Slingshot 2.0, if you will. Explain to me what's going on. What's the new projects coming up? Who's the new artist? What are you planning on doing?
So the whole concept right now is we got a couple EPs dropping. We got a guy named Jonathan Baker who dropped a mixtape in October.
Yeah, he's on the top 10 right now. In the new hotness top 10.
Dope, really good deal. Jonathan's dope because he's like a triple threat. He's a producer, he's a singer, and he's a rapper. And I should say quadruple because he's a great writer as well.
Mm-hmm.
But he actually has, I think he produced like three joints, co-produced three joints, and then wrote some joints on Christian Gray's new album.
Oh, that's what's
and,
up.
Yeah, which is major. I mean, Chris Gray is probably going to have one of the best albums that we've heard in a while.
I'm itching. I'm like a junkie right now, waiting on that time for it to come out. Yeah, he's dope.
I mean, it's definitely amazing. And so, you know, it's going to be an incredible project. And Jonathan has helped, you know, me craft some songs for that particular project. So he's a great artist. So he's working on the EP as well, more kind of showcasing the musical side and the producer side of him. Then we have a guy named Jay Word,
mm-hmm.
who's just a no wordsmith, period. His video, Angel, that he did, is going to call Angel, which is off his Prescription mixtape, which is out right now on the slingshotmovement.com. You can catch it there. But he's nice. He's probably just going to hit y'all with mixtapes and kind of keep jabbing every once in a while to kind of, you know, kind of break ground with his, you know, music. He's been at it for a while, man. Him and JB been at it for a while. And then it's this new guy. He's fairly young. He's got a new name is Asiel. He has a very unique style, so to speak, and his content is very, very unique. But it's all based in faith, you know.
Right.
And you know, he's a rapper as well, but he's a great visual artist. Like in terms of, you know, what he does behind the scenes, he creates dope visuals. So a lot of the visuals you've seen are kind of, you know, from the mind of Asiel. So every artist inside the camp also serves the other artists, so you know, we help each other out with mixing, we help each other out with producing. Like, it's like a family for real at the end of the day. So that's kind of what we're working with right now. Trevies and Blue are still working on some new music. Blue has a project he's finishing up really, really soon, and Trev has a mixtape he's gonna drop really soon. So I mean, things are still moving. It's just a matter of we're trying to be a lot more strategic than we were in the past. Like, the old Slingshot was dropping music every month, which was cool,
right,
you know what
right.
I mean, but
got no limits out.
I think at this point we're kind of refining it, and we're kind of just having a different approach to kind of make sure that everything's, you know, right quality wise we put it out. So quality is more important than quantity, you know, with us now.
It's a good deal. Now, I heard you earlier make mention about, you know, your community outreach and, or whatnot, and I know in this day and age, you know, the digital age, the internet age, where everybody has access to everything, you have to do things that stand out against the norm. So we know you got the music going on. We know you're rocking with that. Like, is there anything else you can expect from Slingshot that you're going to offer to the table that would be like, you know, it's going to turn my head and make me look over here versus the other 100,000 people that's putting out content around the world?
Definitely. I don't want to get too deep into it just yet because, you know, it's one of those things where I kind of want to finish it up and then drop it and let y'all just be surprised
Makes
about
sense.
It. But outside of that, you know, one thing that I got on the personal end is I do a radio show every Sunday night, 7 to 9 p.m. here in Columbus, Ohio, on Power 107.5, which is the number one urban station here in our market. And so every night I get a chance to speak to over 300,000 people on the air, just about things like social policy and politics and all that kind of stuff as well. So that's something that's different that nobody's really doing as a gospel artist, you know, speaking on secular stations like that. And then furthermore, to kind of further that sentiment, you'll hear a lot of stuff from JB in terms of production. Like Jonathan Baker going to do some dope stuff with production. Ron Rowley's working on an actual film. And Ron Rowley, if you're not familiar with him, he's a producer and singer in the camp with a group called Cor de Leon.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting out an actual film where a lot of their music is going to be like a full-length video, so to speak, video series. So those are just some of the small things that are about to take place.
Throwback right there. That's like when Michael Jackson was in Thriller Prime,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, you know, one of those kind of things. So I'm excited about it, honestly. Really excited about it.
That's good. That's a good deal. That's what I like to hear. Diversity. Yeah, and that's actually what we're going to ask you about was the radio station. So you touched on that. So that's beautiful. And actually, we'll talk after the interview about that a little bit as far as the radio or whatnot. Go ahead. I think Sage got something for you over there.
Yeah, man. You know, I like to stir up the pot a little bit and cause a little trouble. So you know I'm about to cause some trouble.
Yeah.
We see you from Columbus, and we in Cleveland. So I got to ask, when you coming back? It's been too long.
The plan is right now, I'm supposed to come back first week of June. So
Cool.
They're trying to lock everything in now. I'll have more details about that soon. But the first week of June, you will probably see me in Cleveland. And I'm working with some producers up there. Me and the homie Big Juice is kind of talking
Juice,
about
yeah,
things.
Okay.
And so we might get up there and work soon. So, yeah, but first week of June is the plan for me to get back up to Cleveland and actually rock.
Now, is it just you or is it going to be the whole Slingshot crew? How's that working?
I'm going to bring some of the clique with me. They're going to come. Some of the crew going to roll with me as well.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. Well, give us something to go home on. Give us an inspirational thought, a word, a flow, whatever you want to do. Come in your own way. Let us know, you know, something the people they can go home with.
Yeah. I mean, I think at the end of the day, you know, one of the biggest things I always try to instill in people is, you know, God has designed us to be unique, not to be like everybody else. And so at the end of the day, I think we have to embrace that and not look at the success of somebody else and say, this is what I want, but more so say, Lord, what do you want me to do? I think that's the biggest difference, figuring out what God wants us to do. And then, you know, be excited about it, man. Like, God has given us all a great destiny, whether you see it or not, or whether you believe it or not. And that great destiny is not always us getting in front of 200,000 people, you know, to rap or something like that. But you can still be as effective and still be as fulfilled if you allow Him to show you exactly what it is that He desires for you to do, and just go into it full-heartedly, man. So that's my encouragement, honestly. You all.
We appreciate that, definitely. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, you've been on the air with Yavez Ellis of Slingshot Media Group on Culture Shock Entertainment Radio. This is Shock Therapy. You're in the building with the architect, and you're in the building with I'm Just Saying.
Yeah.
Once again, we appreciate you for coming on. We look forward to seeing you up here, whether it be in June or whether we collaborate and do something really soon.
Go ahead and turn the page. You Napoleon, and me, I'm chilling. The sky is no limit, and me, no ceiling. So I'm feeling like I can keep on going.